Rabbi said, we're going to stop at Siyata Deshmaya. It's interesting that the whole Masechta starts really with a what you would say is a side halacha, a zaitik halacha. Because, you know, if you start in Kachim, Hilchas Shechitas Korbanos, it would make sense that you start with Ezel Mekoyim Shulzvach. Not only that, a lot of the halachas we're going to learn in the next couple of Prokim have to do with Chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoymoi, dinim that we didn't even learn about yet. So it would make sense that first you establish the dinei mkoymoi sa'akabonis. Ezu mkoymoi would be much more of a seicheldik way to start the seder. Shaloi l'shmoi is a side psul. It's even a shaila if shaloi l'shmoi is psuloi begufoi. By kotshim, there's two kinds of psulim in a kobon. We spoke about this in other Masechtas. There's something that's called psulei begufoi, which means that the carbon itself inherently becomes possum. And it needs sreifa, like all kachim psulim. You just destroy it. If you have ein psulei begufoi, the carbon inherently is not possum. It's not kosher, but it's not called a psul haguf in the carbon itself. And then you have to wait for ibut tzura. The korban has to actually get ruined before you can burn it. You can't just destroy it. This is shaila, whether shaloi lishma is called psulei begufoi, which we're going to get to. Chalal, that's a shaila on its own, if shaloi lishma is called psulei begufoi. I'm talking about even by the korbanos, it does become possible. It's a shaila if it's called psulei begufoi. So you have to know why it starts. As we go into the sugya a little bit, we'll see that al korchach, shaloi lishma, is captures the whole yisod of kachim. Otherwise, I wouldn't have started with that idea. So that's obviously we're going to see. Today, we're going to basically just give an introduction to the Masechta and talk a little bit about Shaloi Lishma. What's the Gedorim of Shaloi Lishma? So we'll start with the first halach of the Mishnah. Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishmon Ksheh. All the Korbanos that were Shechted Shaloi Lishmon Kosher. Elo Shaloi Olu Lebaalim L'Shem Choyv. They're not Olu L'Shem Choyv. They're Kosher, but they're not Olu L'Shem Choyv. First of all, we have Mamash Astira Gemura to this Mishnah from Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Chum. Tosfos brings down the shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara has a shaila there in Chul Chavtes, whether Tchilus Atziuv, when the bird is turning middle-aged, it's not young and it's not old, it's in the middle. Many of us struggle with that, right? You don't know what, identity shaila. So the Gemara has three tzadim. Is it young? Basically, you don't have the identity shaila anymore. It's Nigmar Atziuv. It's a shaila if it's young, if it's old, or it's a barrier b'fnei atzmo. If it's a barrier b'fnei atzmo. In other words, nafkamina halach is if it's not a barrier b'fnei atzmo, then you could bring tchilas atziuv of both. That means if you bring a yoina and a tor in that middle age, you'll be yotzei mamonafshach. Because either it's a young ben yoina, or it's an old tar. But if it's a barrier, if it's a separate entity, then it could be possible for both. This is the shock of a tar in Maseches Chum. Frek Tosfos Akasha, right over there, Tosfos says, I understand, Frek Tosfos. What's the Kohen going to do with the birds? He's not running a pet store. You come to the Kohen, you give him Tchilas Atziyuf, Sai of the tar, Sai of the Ben Yoina, Zok the Gemara that if it's a sfeika, he yoitz in the mitzvah because I gave the Kohen a bird, that's good. We don't know which bird is good, but either the Yain is good or the Torah is good. But what's the Kohen supposed to do? Kohen can't do anything with it. As I frek Tosfos. Tosfos says an unbelievable chiddush. Tosfos says, Mikomokoin, Kivon Shehevi Liad Kohen, Dovar Haroi, Yotze Yedei Nidra. since I gave the kohen something that's worthy for a carbon, I'm yetz. I don't have to come back to Beis Hamikdash. What's he supposed to do? He has big problems what to do. He can't keep it. They don't have bird cages in the Beis Hamikdash. He can't burn any of them. Each one is like, this Meile. Yeah, he has a lot of problems. But the bottom line is, I'm finished. Yotzligidei Nidrasa Zoktoises. So Kivegal, in Gilgan Hashas there in Chulin, he says, he brings out a Mishnah Melech, a one-line question. For Loi Nehigam Meirej Zvochim. It's our Mishnah. That Toises is against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you brought something to a Kohen that was Roy. Not only was Roy, the Kohen already brought it. Not only the Kohen brought it, it's kosher. But still, I owe the Bailam L'Shem Chayv. Still, the Bailam have to bring another call. How could Toises and Chulin say that the fact that you gave the Kohen something, that's why he locked over, he can't bring it at all. He's totally stuck. You handcuffed the Kohen. Kohen is stuck. He can't do anything. Toises says over there, Yaitzi Dei Nidroi. The Mishnah here says clear that mamash you need l'shem choyv in order to be yetzir denit. You need a shchita, you need a kavi, you need it to be even l'shma to be yetzir. So there's different ways to learn. I mean, when als younger Bach, I had a chap, but I don't feel that's pshat and toises. The chap I had was that it could be that we know there's two dinim when a bailam make a neder or they have a choyv to bring a kum. There's two parts. There's a moment of stika halacha. That means hektish could come now, be mamashkin me, they could come and take my money till I bring the kol. So it's a monetary thing. And number two, there's also a halacha that I have a mitzvah to bring the kol. I'll spend another lamakam, I have a mitzvah. Forget momentous. I have a mitzvah. So efshe, maybe you could say that Toises is splitting these two things. Notice the Gemara Kiddushin says that Afir Gimel, if you hold Shibuda de Raisa, even if a woman brought a chatas for a chatas yeledes, she dies, Yovil Yoshim Eilosa. You just had that Davyin. The Yoshim have to bring the oil out Shibud. What is that? The mace is potter from the carbon already. Chofshim in HaMitzvahs. The lady is potter from the carbon. But there's a Shibud, there's a lien on the money to bring a carbon oil. Chatas, you can't bring lachamisa, because that's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But the oil you have to bring, al shibud mamon. So I wanted to say a chap. Could be that what Toises means over there in Maseches Chum is that once you give the kohen a dovah roi liyeis kodesh, there's no more shibud mamon between you and Hekdesh. You gave the mamon to Hekdesh. Done. Parsha Aleph is ended. Umemela, they can't be mamashkin you anymore. They can't come after you. They can't come after you. Yoshim. Yotzi, they need roi. Elamai, the Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about your chiyuv. Your ben adam lamakam dike chiyuv. Yavadeh, lo yolabam shem chayv. You still have a chiyuv to bring another kol. You have another chiyuv to bring a kol. That would be a way. The only thing is, the Lashon of Toises is very susim. Toises says Yotzei Yedei Nidrei. If Toises means this specific point that I'm saying, he should have clarified it. He should have clarified it. See, even though I hold the Svarah, but I don't believe Toises is saying that. Toises should have said clearly, once he brought to the Kohen, there's no Mochiv Momen, and the only real Nafkaminin Halacha L'maisa is going to be if the person dies, the Yoshim won't have to bring anything. Because the Yoshim are only coming out Chovis Mamon. The Yoshim are not bringing it out Chovis Avihim. They don't, because that Chovis is gone. They're only coming to the Beis Hamikdash Peteras Shibud Mamon. So therefore, it forces us to get a better understanding what Shaloi Lishma does to a Korban. And then maybe we'll be able to understand. I'm just saying that Toises forces us to rethink the whole Shaloi Lishma, which all the Achronim get involved, Rabbi Chanan and the Brisker Rav. Everybody gets involved in what Shaloi Lishma by Kachrim. That Tosis in Chulin is one of the best held secrets, because I think that Tosis is mechayev us to think on a different line. That Tosis seems to be saying, Bashkafa Rishoina, that a carbon that was never shechted is better than a carbon that was shechted. A carbon that was never shechted. And not only that, it could never be shechted, because the kohen could never know which one is the right one to bring. It's still better than a carbon that was there already and became and was shechted shlosma. We'll see why that would be. What the svara could be. But the Mishnah says the carbon is kosher. Ela shalayo bayam l'shem chayv. Now, there are two shilas we have to have here, just practical, and then we have two lumdish shilas, but practical shilas. Practical shilas is, what does shalayo l'shmo mean? Just very practical, what does shalayo l'shmo mean? Does shalayo l'shmo mean that you weren't thinking l'shem karm? You shechted a karm, you weren't thinking l'shem karm. Right, that's one possibility. And the other possibility is that you had a nine, l'shem another karm. Let's time this. So if you look at Rashi by us, Rashi in his taich, kol hazvochim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shmon, so Rashi says, sheshochat oila l'shem shlomo. If you see Rashi, there's no reason why Rashi has to say that. Why couldn't Rashi taich shaloi l'shmo? Like, whoa, the way we always tie Shalai Lishma. Tfil Shalai Lishma, Tzitzvah Shalai Lishma, Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. Shalai Lishma means, I didn't have in mind the mitzvah. I wasn't doing the mitzvah, I wasn't having in mind the Shalai Mitzvah. Rashi seems to be saying, if the kohen was Tam in like if Shon Shodron used to say when people daven Shmoneh Esrei, he was in someplace else. Shon Shodron, I remember, used to say that, if I'm a daven Shmoneh Esrei, I've been talking to Tfil Saderech. For all the places you traveled during Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah? So Maisa, Rashi is mashma, that even if the Kohen didn't have in mind l'shem the korban, not only not l'shem, I'm not talking about stomach. I'm talking about he had in mind not l'shem the korban, not l'shem another korban. Loma filozo, let's even go a step further. He had in mind a kavana, which by all mitzvahs would passel the mitzvah. In other words, the way you have to look is like this. There's really three categories of Shalai Lishma. Three possible categories of Shalai Lishma. You have Shalai Lishma that you have by every mitzvah. The Hainu. If you hold mitzvahs, Trichas Kavana. That means every mitzvah needs Lishma. Every mitzvah, Kol HaTorah Kula, needs Lishma. If you don't do it Lishma, it's not a mitzvah. If you hold mitzvahs, Trichas Kavana. Mitzvah Trichas Kavana means every single mitzvah you perform needs to be Lishma. How much it's Shalai Lishma, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Okay? Now, over there's no Shaila that if your mitzvah strich is Kavana and you're not doing it L'shem mitzvah, you're not yet. There's no stomach Lishma, there's no Akira Batos, there's no fancy stuff. Lishma. So Shagas Arya, in Tureyev in the Rosh Hashanah, he says, I don't understand. Why is Kotshim different than mitzvahs? If you hold every mitzvah strich is Kavana, every mitzvah needs l'shma. If you hold mitzvahs ain't striches kavana, then you could say there's a big difference. Kachim, there's a din of l'shma. And kol haTorah kula, there's no din of l'shma. But if you hold every single mitzvah needs l'shma, frekti shagas aryeh, so what's the chiddush in kachim? That should be the regular halacha. Not only that, why is it even kosher? Shalai l'shma? It's a shechita shalai l'shma. Because that's the Shagas Arya's question. He makes, we'll see what his chiluk is, but that's his question. The lechora, if you hold mitzvah striches kavana, which means that you can't be yotze any mitzvah. You shake lulav shalei lishma, you sit in the sukkah shalei lishma, you wear tzitzit shalei lishma. Not yotze the mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman has a whole piece of Shlomo Zalman Erbach that when a person wears tzitzit, he has to be mechamel l'shem tzitzis, otherwise he's over the iser of dalat kanfas without tzitzis. Yeah. The old mitzvah is trichas kavana. So, okay, Shlomo Zalman, not only you're not, it's not like a lulav where you shik shalom Yisrael, so you didn't get the mitzvah. So, okay, Shlomo Zalman, now you're wearing four corners without tzitzis. So I'm not going to go, this is, we could stay on this for, literally for as long as we could stay on Zvachim. The Shaila of Shlomo Zalman. Because it's all totally, if you hold, mitzvah without kavana felt like heftzah shel mitzvah. Right? It's like you didn't do the mitzvah at all. Or you just don't get a kiyum. Okay? So if you don't get a kiyum, you could say it's no worse than if you weren't wearing the beged at all. It's not like I'm walking without tzitzis. I just don't get the brownie point of yet tzitzis. That's it's kiyum, you're going without tzitzis. Boka, you know, without tzitzis. Without tzitzis. That's all. But it's not worse than not what to... So it's all totally how you learn a mitzvah without kavana, what it is. It's a mitzvah without kavana structurally, becheftza, not a mitzvah. Kiilu, you don't have tzitzis in there. Or the tzitzis are there, but this is not for now. This is a topic on its own, a very big topic on its own. But Lamaisa, what's negetos over here is if you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavana, which is the way many rishonim paskin alach Lamaisa, so l'chayra, kotshim shaloi l'shma should be posel memela. Svelte mitzvah tzriches kavana. Svelte mitzvah.
But this kotshim
what?
Here the chesed itself becomes
kodesh. No, we're talking about the avoidah. There's a mitzvah of avoidah. There's a mitzvah of the shech korban. There's a mitzvah of makabal dam. There's a mitzvah of tzrikas dam. All hakrava, all of the mitzvahs are kotshim. If you do Shaloi Lishma, they should memela be possible because the mitzvah tzrich is kavana. That's the issue the Shagasaya brings up. Now, but one second. But Rashi by us is mashma that not only is Shaloi Lishma not like all mitzvahs, Rashi is mashma for Gai Tak of Shechta the Korm. He didn't have in mind another Korm. Kosher. Now, I'm not talking about stoma. Stoma we're going to spend the whole next week on, stoma, where you're blank. I'm talking about Rashi is mashma. If a guy shechted a korban, he said, I'm shechting it, shaloi l'shem oil. Shaloi l'shem oil. Shaloi l'shem oil. Rashi is mashma kosher. Because Rashi says, I'm talking about kosher v'oil. Because Rashi says, l'shem zevach acher. This is not my diak, Rabbi. This diak is the Karen Oren makes this diak. Karen Ora makes this diak in Rashi, that from Rashi is mashma, that if somebody would check the karm and explicitly have in mind, shaloi l'shem oil, here's the claim, what are you thinking now? Shaloi l'shem oil. L'haches, shaloi l'shem oil. So the Karen Ora from Rashi is mashma kosher. Because why does Rashi have to get so fancy? L'shem zevach acher. Let Rashi say that. That's the Karen Ora's diak in Rashi. Zochter, mashma mitvov shilu shoch machshove shaloi lo shem oil. It's not a pickle problem. Pickle has to be chutz l'mkayme, chutz l'zmano. Has to be specific intent to do it in the wrong place or to eat it in the wrong zman. No, but I'm just saying, this is Rashi's example of shaloi l'shma. Zocht Rashi, it has to be, you could have shaloi, that's the end of the Mishnah is going to deal with downgrades, upgrades. Rashi now is describing shaloi l'shma. He's describing shit. So the Karen Ora says, it's mashma mitvorov zokter, sheilushochat machshova shaloi l'shem oila. Not stoma, shaloi l'shem oila. I don't want it to be an oila. It's mashma, he says, yale hakorbon l'shem choiv.
Better than stoma?
Better than stoma. No, not better than stoma. No. Not better. If stoma is kosher, we're going stoma is kosher. We're going stomach's kosher. He's saying, it doesn't have to be stomach. He says, Rashi is mashma, that just like stomach was be kosher, that means if you didn't have any kavana, if you had kavana, so this really makes the Shagasai's question 20 times bigger. Because the Rishonim bring down in Rosh Hashanah and in Brachas, that even if your old mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, if you have kavana afucha, if you pick up a lulav, and you say, I'm picking it up, shaloi l'shem lulav. Not l'shem something else. Shaloi l'shem lulav. I don't want to be yotze mitzvah. You're not yotze. L'kuli alma, you're not yotze. So this makes the shagas. In other words, if the Karen Ora's diak is correct, that Rashi is teaching us, that Shaloi L'Shem Oil is not called Shaloi L'Shma. It has to be L'Shem Zevach Achem. So then it would come out that the Shakas Ayres question is not only on the Mandalam Moltimus for Strichas Kavana. His Kasha would even be on the Mandalam Moltimus for Ein Strichas Kavana. Because even the Mandalam Moltimus for Ein Strichas Kavana, Kavana Hafucho, if you have Kavana not to be Yotze the Mitzvah, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. So that's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush we're coming up now. Is the Karen Oyer's diik necessarily muhruch? No. No. Because one cannot, Karen Oyer is assuming that l'shem zevach acher is worse than shaloi l'shem oyer. Lav dafka. One could arguably say a simple thing. Simple thing. And that is that there's a mitzvah klolus of shechitas kodesh. Right? It's a mitzvah klolus. It's a mitzvah klolus of hakrovas kodesh. Then each korban has its specification and its lishma and its gedor. Right? One could arguably say that Rashi is coming to tell you loizu bilvad. That if a person had in mind shaloi l'shem oil klal, so he's having in mind that it should not be a korban, that it's loy ol l'shem choyva. Afilu, even if the guy had in mind it should be a korban, but he had in mind a different korban. In other words, the Karen Oyer is making an assumption, and the Meili has a dik. If you don't agree with his assumption, then his whole dik will fall apart. You follow? He is making an assumption that L'shem Zevach Acher is worse than Shaloi L'shem Oil. Right? No, Shaloi L'shem, a guy gets up and says, I'm doing this because I don't want it to be an oil. What should it be? I don't know. Not an oil. Karen Oyer is assuming that that is not as bad as oil L'shem Shlom. And the Meili, if you accept that premise, Yemotzi has a diak. Why does Rashi say oil l'shem shlomim? Rashi is coming to say, but the level up, that means shaloi l'shem oil, that'll be mamash oil. That's kosher 100%. But that's all on the assumption that shaloi l'shem oil is better than oil l'shem shlom. We'll see what he's coming from. But that's what he's numbing on. The Gemara, nowhere does the Gemara talk about this specific case where a person has in mind, dafke, he shouldn't be yotze oil, just out oil. The Gemara has many examples, stoma, l'shem gavoya, l'shem namuch, l'shem chulin. There's many examples of shaloi l'shma brought down in Tzvachim. The one example that's not brought down is stam, where a guy brings a korban, he has in mind, hipuch kavana, shaloi l'shem oil. Karen Oyer is trying to say that case, which is not brought down in Zvoch, is what Rashi is coming to tell you, is kosher. Kosher v'oila. In other words, our Mishnah says, Elo shaloyolu. So to Karen Oyer, when is it shaloyolu? That's only if you did an oila for another korb. But if you did an oila, stam l'haches, shaloyolu shem oila, then you are yet. What I'm trying to say is, his whole diak is only a diak in as much that you accept. Not like it. Forget for a second. Isn't Sukkah Salam? You're going already 3 steps. You're going into 2 weeks from now, Shir. Come on, you got to let oil him. I see there's some Lamdonim in Florida, too. What I'm trying to say is like this. There is shaloi l'shma, which is where you're doing it, stoma, which in kol hashas is what we call shaloi l'shma. Tzil shaloi l'shma, mitzvah shaloi l'shma, sefer Torah shaloi l'shma, mitzvah. In all of shas, when we talk about shaloi l'shma, all we mean is the lack of l'shma, not the negative of l'shma. The lack of, you don't have l'shma. You don't have l'shma. Which, by the way, Rebbe Chanan Vasseman, completely goes against the Brisker Rav and Reb Chaim. He holds Shaloi L'shma of Kachem is the same. Shaloi lishma kotzim is possible because it felt lishma. That's how he learns. Obviously, we're going to have 1,000 kashas on what he says. But this is what Rabbi Chanan learns. So there's shaloi lishma where you're having in mind it shouldn't be what it's made for. There's shaloi lishma where you're having in mind positively negative. And there's shaloi lishma where you want it to be something else. The Karen Ayer is assuming that something else is worse than not this. And therefore, all I'm saying is, if you don't accept that hanocha, Karen Ayer has no diuk. If you accept the hanocha, that l'shem zevach acher is worse than shaloi l'shem oyla, then he has a good diuk. Why did Rashi come say shaloi l'shmo here means l'shem another carbon? Why did Rashi have to say that for Elamai, Rashi holds that in the better case, which is Shaloi L'Shem Ayla, that's good. I'm telling you, it's fakir. You could learn Shaloi L'Shma, if you have in mind Shaloi L'Shem Ayla, that's the worst. That's even worse than L'Shem Zevach Acher. Because L'Shem Zevach Acher, at least you're having in mind L'Shem Shechitas Karm. L'Shem Shechitas Karm. Exactly. L'Shem Shechitas Karm. Ma'ashekin, if you're having in mind L'shem another car, it shouldn't be oil for a carbon at all. It shouldn't be l'ratzon. That's worse. That's worse. Just like l'shem mitzvah. By the way, by mitzvah striches kavana, there's a big vikuach in achrayim. Some achrayim hold mitzvah striches kavana means you have to specifically have in mind l'shem mitzvah sukkah, lulav l'shem mitzvah lulav. There are many who hold you don't need specific kavana. You need kavana l'shem lotzis yidei chavos. Yechvil tondur ben Hashem's mitzvah. I want to do what Hashem wants from me. That's enough. What I'm trying to tell you is that shaloi l'shem oyla b'lahachis is really worse in a way than l'shem zevachach. You understand what I'm saying? Because l'shem zevachach, you did a oyla l'shem shlomim. At least you want it to be a carbon. When you get up and you say, I want it not to be an oila, you dafka want it should be oila l'ratzon. I know it's an oila, I want to be an oila.
What are you doing? You're not stopping the process, though. That's still going forward. You're not stopping
l'achis.
The process. So it's
a marriage.
It shouldn't be anything.
Ein odom choytelem kein nichnas b'ruch sh'tus. You just said over Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Yeah, it's nachish. Of course it's nachish.
That's why it doesn't matter. Much worse, the person says, I had
oila. There's a Mishnah here that talks about nachish and mention. So now what are you adding to that? And when I do the oil l'shem shlomim, why isn't it silly? Why? I want to mess up the guy's coat. The guy has a kol. If I stop the process, I go into retirement, he could get a normal kohen, who in your language I would call not narish, and he'll do it properly. I want a machzach narish. Your kids never made a mess in the house? Tell them, was machst a mess? Just walk away. I want to make a mess. So let me... Let's come from a different angle just so we, because I want to get this point straight so then we can go. Once we understand Shaloi L'Shma, we can start the Masechta. So let's try to get a better understanding of Shaloi L'Shma. So I want to explain to you like this.
Why should it make a difference? The animal is, the way it gets to be a carbon is you said, Hareza Ola, Hareza Shlom. You already have to do Shaloi L'Shma. Now it's a question of.
Reb Zev Shlita, I know what you're saying, and you asked this question 20 minutes ago already. You know, I know your language, so you didn't even have to say it. But what I'm telling you is, you're still addressing the Shagas Aryeh. I know, you're still in that over there. I'm telling you it's like this. The Shagas Aryeh is not trying to say that the carbon kosher apostle, as far as that's concerned, Shagas Aryeh is trying to say the Avodah should be apostle. In other words, the Shechita should be apostle, if you hold mitzvah tzrich is kavana. So the shechita, forget the carbon. You're saying it's already an oil. You're 100% right. That's why Shagas Aryeh is not coming with tefillin and mezuzah svaris. Shagas Aryeh is a simple kasha. There's a mitzvah of a shachat. There's a mitzvah of a kibel. He's asking all of those mitzvahs. If you do it shaloi l'shma, the mitzvah should be possible. That's what he's asking. The mail of the carbon will be possible. So I'll explain to you like this. Okay, let's get some. There is a basic shaila that we have to analyze from the get-go here. And that is, what does Shaloi Lishma do to the carbon? Clearly we see in the Mishnah, there are two possible things Shaloi Lishma does. One is, it changes it from a carbon choiva to carbon nedava, right? Meaning the bailam are not yoytzer echiv. Many achronim understand, and this is the way the Brisker Rav understands. It's a new carbon. It's like a carbon nedava. It became a new carbon. It's a new carbon. We'll see why, but it became a new carbon. That's one thing. The other thing is, by certain carbonas like Pesach and Chatos and Rebbe Lezal's Oshem and Chodiyam Bagel, makes it possible. Puzzle. Okay. Why? Why does Shaloi Lishma affect the carbon? Why? So there's really several different explanations in what it does. One is, the most simple pashat is like Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan says, Shaloi Lishma is no different. Tefillin Shaloi Lishma, Sefer Torah Shaloi Lishma. It's possible because it requires Lishma. The Avoda, besides like Reb Zev said, the carbon has an inherent Lishma, because it is an oila, it is a shlamim, there's a din, the Avoda needs Lishma. In as much that the Avoda doesn't have Lishma, it's possible. True, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah only need a Lishma in the Heftzeh, and Kachim need Lishma in the Avoda. And the bottom line is, what are you missing? Lishma. You're missing Lishma. So whatever the ramifications are, kosher v'loy oil, puzzle, it's because you felt Lishma. You're missing Lishma. That's one. That is how Rebbe Chanan learns. Shaloi Lishma. You're lacking Lishma. How does he get around with all the basic questions like stomach Lishma, Lishem Chulin kosher? The Gemara in Menachos has a whole shock of attire, Akira B'Toz, which you'll see a big machlekes Rishonim out of Paschim. There's the Yukim from Rashi one way, from Tosfos the other way. Akira B'Toz means, I made a mistake. I wasn't Narish. I made a mistake. I thought this oil was a Shlomo. So I did it, L'Shem Shlomo. I made a mistake. So machlekes in the Gemara, if that makes the carbon possible. Akira B'Toz. Now, if you learn like Rebbe Chanan, that Shaloi Lishma is what's missing. Who cares if it's missing because you did it L'Shem Chulin? If it's missing because you didn't think about it at all? If it's missing because you made a mistake? It's missing. In other words, if the problem of Shaloi Lishma is what you don't have, what's the difference why you don't have it? You don't have it because you purposely don't have it. You don't have it because you don't have it by mistake. What's an afkamina? If somebody writes a Sefer Torah, Shaloi Lishma, because he didn't know there's a din of Lishma, it's also possible. Who cares? That's one of the Brisker Rav's rayas, that Shaloi Lishma is not what's missing. It's a new paslus of Shaloi Lishma. You're installing, just like Pigel is a new machshava haposeles. The Brisker Rav learns Shaloi Lishma passels. It's attacking the carbon. It's not that you're lacking something. Then it makes sense. L'shem Chulin, even the Lashon Gemara. The Gemara says the Lav Bar Min Loi Machriv. Loi Machriv. What does Machriv mean? It doesn't destroy the carbon. You see what I'm saying? Yeshmu Ben. It's not that the Shaloi Lishma is what you're missing. The Shaloi Lishma makes it possible. It passels the carbon. Makes it possible. And therefore, so that if you take the approach of the Brisker Rav, a lot of the sugyas hashas now work much better. Works much better. Machshava aposelos. First of all, then what the Keren Ayur is saying could be good. Taka. Why? Because Shaloi L'Shem Oil is not a psul machshava. It's not a psul machshava. There's nothing new. You didn't, We'll call it Narish. You didn't install anything new into the carbon. You have to install this problem. That's the... So these are two stark differences between the Brisker Rav's approach and Rabbi Chanan's approach. Completely different worlds. How did these two Gainim learn them? So Mitzvah Shem will go into next week as we go through the first sugya, the Prate Prate. Then there's one other Nakuda we have to clarify. And that is, what in fact are we missing? The Hainu. Assuming you learn like Rabbi Chanan, or assuming you learn like the Brisker Rav, irrelevant of which Mahalach you're going to take. Okay? The bottom line is, whether it's possible because you don't have the Lishma, or it's possible because Shalei Lishma is Machshav HaPesalas. Now you have to know as follows. What does it do to the Korban? So the Mishnah says, by most Korbanos, it's Loy Olu L'Bayol M'Shemcha. Loy Olu L'Bayol M'Shemcha. What does that mean? There are two ways to look at that. One way to look at it is, now, the owner has to bring another car. He's not Yitzchak Chiv. It's Ki'ilu. He said, Harei Alai Shtei Oilus. The guy said, Harei Alai Shtei Oilus, and he brought one. He has to bring another one. There's nothing wrong with the first Oilah. The first Oilah is an Oilah, but he said two Oilahs. Got to bring another one. Memela, the same thing over here. The guy said, Harei Alai, to bring this car. And now, he brought the Koyim, brought the Koyim Shalei Lishma. The carbon is a good carbon, but he still has to bring another one. He still has to bring another one. Nothing is different about the first carbon. The other way to learn is not. The carbon has two parts. Part number one, the carbon is miyuchas to the bialim. Right? That means it's my carbon. It's my carbon. And shini bialim is shalei lishma. If you do shech the carbon not for me, it's also psul. Even though you got the right carbon, you got it, but not for me. It's also shalei lishma because it's my carbon, right? One could say like this. Then there's halacha, the object of the carbon, the oil itself. When you do it shalei lishma, you cut me up from my carbon. I'm not miyuchas to the carbon anymore. The carbon is a carbon. But my yachas to the carbon is no longer there. So it's like a carbon shein lebailam. You follow? In other words, I don't have a connection to this carbon anymore. In fact, if you learn that way, then the koyim would be able to continue being makrovit shalei l'shem bailam. Because it has no bailam. You follow? The koyim went, he shechted the carbon shalei l'shem. So let's say Pesi brings a car. Shechter the Shalei Lishma. Achatos, whatever. He shechter the car, man. Shlomo, 100%. He shechter the Shlomo. So now Aloch is kosher. V'loi oil l'bayil l'mashem chayva. Yeah. So now, one second. So now Aloch is, it's not oil of his chayva anymore. He still has to bring another car. Is the pshat, it's still his carbon. Happens to be, he has to bring another one. Or no, the Shalei Lishma isolates the owner from the carbon. Now it's not my carbon anymore, Kilu. In order for the carbon to be miyuchas to me, it has to be Lishma. How much is, that's the chiddush of the Torah, that now it's not connected to me anymore. There's many, many nafkaminis. Many nafkaminis. I will tell you that there are two mahalchim, how to learn. From here till the mamish till the last blot in the Masechta, with so many nafkaminis, the Brisker Rav takes a very be'etzem. You would think that according to the Brisker Rav, you would think that the Brisker Rav would hold shalei l'shma machshav apeselos. It's possible that it should be like this new carbon without bialim. The Brisker Rav holds fakert. Brisker Rav holds it's still carbon. It's still your carbon. It's still your carbon. Just happens to be you have to bring another one. His raya primarily is from the sugya nazir, that if you brought a shlomim shalei lishma, and the nazir then cut his hair on that carbon, he's yotz. Zok the Brisker Rav, If you're going to tell me, Loyola Labayim Lashem Chayva means it's not called my carbon. So there's no shaykhis to me. How can I cut my hair on that carbon? Must be that it still is connected to me. That's the Brisker Rav's Malach. Chazanish goes with a different Malach. Chazanish holds that Loyola Baal Mishim Chayva means there's a disconnect between the Baalim. Now, if we assume that now the Kohen, if the Kohen checked at the carbon Shaloy Lishma, Shaloy Lishem Baalim for sure, he could continue doing the Avodas Shaloy Lishma, it would also explain why Rashi said Lishem Zevach Acher. Because the whole point of the Mishnah Ksherim is that you have to continue doing the Avodas Lishma. So Rashi said, one second. That's only what's Negeah to Oilo Shlomim that. Negeah the Bible, like you don't have to do Lishma anymore. Now that the Bible are not connected anymore, you don't have to do it anymore, L'shem the Bible. That would be another why Rashi said L'shem Zevach Acher. So basically, just in conclusion, we're coming out here that there's two approaches to learn. One approach to learn is Shaloi L'shma, like the Brisker Rav, it's a Machshava Poselos. It's not that the carbon is missing something, it's a positive negative that the carbon has. The seemingly proofs to that way of learning is the fact that we find all of these conditions. Stama already you could learn like the Sfasema. Stama, there's easy ways to learn that's still called Lishma. But Lashem Chulin, Akira Batos, all those cases seem to prove it's not what the carbon is missing. It's the fact that there's a positive negative. And then the step two, we have to be Mavaya, is whether now that it becomes this new nedava, is it a new carbon and it's not connected to the bialim? Or it's the same carbon, it's everything. So it happens to be the bialim, I have to bring another carbon. But it's the same carbon that it was before. Okay, so next week in Mirz Hashem, I'm going to give you my Mekoyim, it's now well in advance, so you should be able to. We're going to go. I would like the oilim to look up to Gemara until the end of the sugya, at least to get a general idea. To Dav Gimel Amin Aleph. If you look Dav Gimel Amin Aleph, till Rami, by the two dots. Okay, Gimel Amin Aleph, Rami. Su Rami Mil Sachriti. Okay, Su Rami Mil Sachriti, Dav Gimel Amin Aleph. Now I just want to give you the Ma'ar Mekoymis that are critical to look up for next week's shiur. One is to look up the Rambam Ma'aseh Korbanos, Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud. Mitzvah Hashem will have it up, Ma'aseh Korbanos. Also, there's a Brisker Rav on that Rambam in Perek Dalid. Also, to look up Reb Chaim in Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Aleph, the beginning of Hilchas Tefillin. Trying to limit it so it shouldn't be. The Koivet Shiurim, Rebbe Elchanan, in Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Beis. Rebbe Naftali, you taking all this down? Okay. Now, if there's extra time, Svasemisan Asugi would be helpful if there's time to look at that. And if there's additional time, if you guys are not working this week, so then I would think it would be a mile to I don't know if we have a Bar Yalei Malon. Do we have a Bar Yalei Malon in the shul? Not yet. You know what? Mishnas Rabbi Aaron Kotla, Simen Aleph, in Itzvach, right at the beginning, the first two, three paragraphs. Okay. Rabbi Sai, that just one last nakuda. David is asked a good question. He wants to know, what is the svara? This is important to think about the whole week, really. What is the svara why you should say the carbon is without bialim? Mechtesa. Why should you say it's without bialim? So I want to tell you that really,
It sounded like a big chiddush what the Chazanish is saying. It's a korban without bialim. I want you to know that really the logic is that way. The logic is it's without bialim. I'll explain to you simply. When you're makdish a korban, ordinarily, it's hektish. Be'etzem, you have no bialim on the korban. There's a whole Me'iri and the Tosfos written psachim like that. The Me'iri and the Tosfos written don't understand how does a korban go be'yerusha to your yerushim. It's not your money. Your whole connection to the carbon is the ritzah. That's what I own. What do I own in the carbon? I own the ritzah of the carbon. The fact that the carbon works for me. Inasmuch that it doesn't work for me, it's a heftzah for an agnish that has no link to me. The link is the ritzah. That's the link. Okay.
I understand. Are you by